Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
My name is Clayton Stevens, and I'm a professional bull rider.
This is a competitive sport.
Yes.
And you do this at rodeos?
Yes.
You're from Ames?
Yes.
Tell us where you have just come from.
I had just come from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and next week we'll be in Austin and Amarillo, Texas.
Did you become third in the nation just recently in Tulsa?
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
I rode two of the bulls in the top of the class for the full 8 seconds, and my last ride was a 84-point ride for the full 8 seconds, which is pretty good. I mean, you get ranked out of 100 points. So basically the judges look at performance either from the rider and the bull, both. And then that's how you get your points.
Now you're going to Texas, and are you going to be competing for the top title?
Yes. If I do come home with the title in my hand, it'll be a new buckle and 10 grand in my pocket.
Have you, do you live from bull riding?
Yes. Basically, that's how my income comes in every week, mm-hmm. is me riding and earning money basically that way.
So what's it like being a bull rider?
When I first started, it was kind of scary because I didn't know what to expect. But now that I've done it for almost 14 years, I mean, it's pretty fun.
You enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
What do you enjoy about it?
Just that 8 second thrill ride. I mean, it's basically you get on a bull and you hang on for, try to hang on for the full 8 seconds. And it's an adrenaline rush, basically is what it is.
An adrenaline rush.
Yes.
Describe what it's like being up there on the bull for those 8 seconds.
When you first get in the gate, you don't know what to expect. You don't know how the bull's going to perform even in the gate, because sometimes these bulls will actually get mad in the gate and actually try to jump out of the gate before the gate's open. So it's kind of an unexpected thing. You don't know what's going to happen. Even if they open the gate, you don't know what's going
to
happen.
So when you're hanging on, the bull is trying to get rid of you.
Pretty much.
What are you experiencing up there?
You hang on and try not to touch him. I mean, when you're riding, you cannot touch him with your opposite hand that you're hanging on to with, mm-hmm. because if you get caught actually touching the bull, you get disqualified. And I've actually seen that happen with a couple riders, and it's not good. It's not a good thing.
While you're up there, what do you hear?
Basically, when I'm up on a bull, I don't even listen to the crowd or nothing. I just kind of focus on the bull and how he performs and everything and just kind of zone into it, so I'm not hearing everybody else.
What are you hearing? You're hearing the bull?
Yep, pretty much.
And what does that sound like?
You can hear the muscles and you hear him breathing. And so basically it's the breathing and the muscles moving and stuff. You can feel everything and hear everything around the bull. And so that's how you kind of also know how he's going to perform too, is how he acts.
For instance, give us an example of one sign of what would be a clue.
They kind of snort a little bit. So when they snort and stuff, it's like basically they hear the deep breathing. Like basically they're raged when they come out of that gate. So they're trying to throw you off because they don't like being touched basically. So
you're saying the way they breathe tells you how
they're going to perform pretty much, yes.
How much they're going to try to get rid of you?
Yep. If it's a deep breathing, that means they're really trying to, like, they're really, like, mad and trying to throw you off. I've seen some bulls that have never been ridden. I've seen some guys get thrown off as soon as they get out of the gate because these bulls are so massive that it's hard to hang on to some of these guys.
Mm-hmm. What do you see while you're up there?
It's kind of hard to look around. I mean, you're concentrating on your hand, make sure your hand's not slipping, then make sure the belt's not slipping off.
Are you watching the bull?
Yep. And I mean, when I get off the bull, I watch him and I run to the gate and watch him, make sure that he's not chasing me. I mean, they have guys in the ring. They call them bull clowns, I guess, if you want to call them. They distract the bull so that right way the riders can try to get out of there safely.
Wow, so it's 8 seconds of intense focus.
Yes.
You're saying you get the adrenaline rush from it.
Yep.
And you enjoy that.
Yep.
And then how do you feel afterwards?
There's a couple times that I could have performed better, that I've, you know, disappointed in myself, but there's some times where I've performed great and I feel great about it.
What's the secret to being a good bull rider?
A lot of practice, because we use barrels basically on ropes and everything to practice and everything, so that way we can kind of get the motion and everything else, because you know, like I said, you never know when how they're going to perform. And so even if practice, you know, sometimes practice doesn't help.
Do you actually like the bulls?
Yeah, actually I do. There's actually some bulls that we've had come in that are actually from here in Iowa that performed really well.
You like a bull that is hard to ride?
Yes. It gives me more of a challenge. Uh-huh. It's more of a challenge because the fact that some of them have never been ridden, and if they've never been ridden, you don't know how they're going to act. You don't mm-hmm. know how they're going to perform. So it's one of them kind of things where you just basically focus yourself on there and try to figure out what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Why are they so upset? Why do they even fight so hard?
Probably because, I hate to say this, but one of the ropes are actually tied around their nuts, basically, and that's how they perform, I think, is why they get mad. That's how I see it.
Because it hurts them.
Pretty mm-hmm. much, yep.
Yeah. Is this cruel to the bulls?
No. Basically, there's a rope on the end of them, and the rope's coming off, so they're free of everything once you get off. Mm-hmm. But once they get done performing, I mean, the rope comes off, and they're fine.
How does a native of Ames end up being a champion bull rider? It's not like we've got a lot of cattle around here.
Yeah, I've actually, when I do my practices and stuff, I'm actually not even in Iowa. I'm actually down in another state, sometimes like in Nebraska or like in a southern state like Georgia, practicing, because there's sometimes that we don't even have bulls here in Iowa mm-hmm. that are performance bulls. I mean, a lot of them that are here now are like all retired and on a farm now. So
who taught you?
My uncle and my brother did.
And what was it that inspired you to do this? Something must have led you to this.
My uncle used to bull ride, and I used to love to go out there and watch him. And I told him, you know, what does it take to get into it when I was 13, 14 years old? And he said, well, we'll see what we can do. And so I actually started in junior rodeo at the age of 13.
And where was your uncle?
It was actually down the southern part of Georgia, and so that was a big thing down there. And so we went to different states, and like I am now, mm-hmm. and watched him perform, and then he got me into it when I was 13, started with the junior bulls, which are like the smaller calves, basically, and worked my way up to these bigger guys now.
And you live in Ames?
Yes.
So you just travel to these rodeos, and then you come back?
Yep.
And when you go to the rodeos, do you know the people there? Is this a small world or a big world?
It's all over the United States. So I compete with people from Texas and Oklahoma and, you know, a bunch of other different states. So some of these guys I don't know. Some of them I've rode with a lot of the years. You know, it's pretty good. So, actually, pretty nice to be able to meet new people and new riders. So
what do rodeo people do when they're not performing?
We're, you know, basically they're at home or we're hanging out and, you know,
I mean,
practicing.
At the rodeo.
Basically, we practice. We have, like, there's a barrel that we practice on and, you
at
know, each of us, you know, each of us help each other so that way we can perform better. Mm-hmm. Although we're competition to each other, we're still friends all at the end.
So you're all kind of supporting each other
yep.
in doing this.
Yep.
Are there other people in Central Iowa that do bull riding?
There are some. There's some colleges. Like, there's one in Fort Dodge. At the college in Fort Dodge, they do rodeo. Here in Ames, they do rodeo here in Ames, I do believe. So there's some guys that I know from here in Ames that do rodeo.
But you don't have anybody that you do this with here in
nope.
Ames?
Nope.
So this is just what you do.
Yep.
You're a bull rider. You live in Ames, and then you travel around the country,
yep.
and apparently you're doing really well.
Yeah.
What do you think your chances are of becoming champion?
My chances are pretty good so far. I mean, like I said, I've practiced all week. So, you know, I just got back Wednesday. So I have basically this weekend to do my practices and stuff before I end up in Texas next week.
Thank you for stopping by and telling us about the art of bull riding. Is there any particular experience you've had as a bull rider that really stands out in your mind?
A couple years ago, I was actually riding and I actually had my shoulder shattered in 4 or 5 different places.
How did that happen?
When I jumped off the bull, I was on them for about 6 seconds, and I jumped off, and when I went to grab my hat to run to the gate, he had spun around right as soon as I jumped off and hit me right in the shoulder. So
the bulls can be vindictive.
They can be dangerous. I mean, mm-hmm. they can be aggressive even after you get off them, they can still be aggressive. So, I mean, you have to watch them, make sure they're not going to kick you and stomp on you.
Well, let us know what happens.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.